Fred Film Radio. Alicia Nella Città at the Rome Film Festival, Italy.
Andrea Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Rome Festival. I'm here with Christelle Moselle, director of Skate Kitchen. Good morning.
Good morning.
This film is your first feature, like narrative feature.
Scripted.
Scripted feature, and you, your previous film was a documentary, very well acclaimed around the world. How was the shift between documentary narrative and feature narrative?
It actually felt very natural and intuitive, because I think that I, by nature, want to collaborate with the people I'm working with. Mm-hmm. So these girls gave me a chance to collaborate rather than just stand back and observe. Because in a documentary, you're just observing what's happening. And for this, it was really about immersing myself into their world and then, you know, taking moments from my experiences with them and then them telling me stories and all these different things together and creating a script from it. And then when we actually shot the film, it was a lot about them like reenacting moments that they already knew about. So it felt very natural.
But it was scripted. Not improv.
It was not improv.
And I want to ask you, when the creative process of a documentary is different from the one for a narrative film, and which was the most complicated thing for you to do for this film?
What was the most complicated thing?
If there was any, maybe
it was
there wasn't.
All complicated. It was so complicated. I mean, I knew that I had to shoot the film 9 months from when I decided to shoot the film, because they were in school, so we had to shoot it in the summer, and we had to get money, we had to write a script, we had to do all these things very fast, and that was complicated. Working with non-actors, that's very complicated, but there's something very magical about them that, you know, I think that, I guess it's because they live that identity that we're trying to bring across in film, in mm-hmm. the film. So they're constantly just giving us so much material. So the edit was also very complicated. Our rough cut was about 5 hours long.
Oh, God.
And so then it was hard to cut that down, and because there's so much beautiful stuff that I loved. So, yeah.
How did you get involved in this specific project? What was fascinating for you about the skater's world?
I think that I really get inspired by people and characters. So it was really about, you know, I was on the G train in New York City, and I ran into Nina and Rochelle, who plays Kurt and Camille in the movie. And they were just had a charisma to them that I noticed when I was on the train. And so I went up to them and talked to them. And that's how the friendship became. Then from there, we made a movie.
The word of skaters is like a separate word from like regular word in terms of inclusivity. They're much more inclusive than other word than other sports, for example. Because the thing that's really fascinating is that from the woman's point of view, there is no competition. It's like those group of girls, they help each other. They don't. Mm-hmm. They are not There is no competition between one and the other, and they are therefore create a community, which is actually what it comes out from the film. How did you use this kind of specificity, for creating the story? Did you take a lot from what they told you in terms of relationships? And like the sensitivity of the community.
Yeah, I mean, it's all true to their world. I mean, you know, just being a scripted film, like certain things have to be like emphasized a little bit more. But, you know, when you're a female and you're in a male-dominated world, it's not that the guys are mean to them. It's just that they stand out. Mm-hmm. And that's intimidating. So, you know, a lot of the conversations and the moments in the film, like, that really happened in real life, and I just was having them replicate those moments.
And I think there was a question, an issue of slang, too. to learn and to convey to the non-skaters, because the slang they use is really specific, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it is very specific. I actually had somebody on set who would help with the other actors, like Jaden Smith, make sure that like what he was saying sounded realistic to their world.
One last question is, the world of skaters, we said that it's really inclusive, and this the name of this group, this crew, comes from the women were told by men, by main skaters, wasn't it? Because, I mean, the skate kitchen,
well,
I read it was coming from just go back to the kitchen, so they used those kitchen words.
Yeah, yeah, they would say, like, go make yourself a sandwich in the kitchen, like, you don't belong in the skate park or whatever. They would write those under, like, YouTube videos of girls skateboarding. And that just inspired them to be like, oh, you want us to be in the kitchen? Well, we'll be skating in the kitchen then. Fine.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank
you very much to Christelle Mosè, Director of Skate Kitchen. I'm Angelo Cerbi from Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.